In a land where filter coffee is as popular as conversation and cutting chai is the standard, a quiet revolution in caffeine is taking place. It's smooth, cold, and bottled. Bonomi, a Bangalore-based company, has redefined the way young Indians consume coffee. When Vardhaman Jain and Rahul Nijawan founded Bonomi in 2020, their goal was to make handmade cold brew coffee both approachable and inspiring. Imagine simple labels, understated bottles, and cafe vibes without the pretentious price tag. Bonomi delivers simplicity in a market that is frequently dominated by sugary drinks or overly sophisticated coffee shops. It is brewed over a 24-hour period, has no preservatives, and has a flavor profile that is robust, smooth, and extremely addicting. Each bottle has its own distinct flavor, ranging from hazelnut and vanilla to the more potent cinnamon and caramel mocha. The 200ml glass bottles that hold the cold brews are small and stylish, making them the type of coffee you post in addition to drinking. Are you in Bangalore, too? Their cafes in Kormingala and Indiranagar are the type of simple areas that serve as both beautiful Instagram backgrounds and places to work. Bonomi is unique not just because of its coffee but also because of its culture. With its carefully chosen playlists, understated branding, and nuanced storytelling, Bonomi isn't trying to stand out. It's the brand you get at a specialty food shop or through a friend. It is now Indian coffee's indie darling. By going inward, Bonomi differentiates itself in a crowded field that includes industry titans like Sleepy Owl, Blue Tokai, and even Starbucks RTD. It's concentrated, flowing, and flavor-first rather than massy. It is intended for coffee lovers who are also interested in the contents of the bottle and how it feels in their hands. Bonomi talks quietly yet with a powerful, constant buzz in a noisy environment. This brand is worth a drink, and perhaps a post, regardless of your preference for cold brew or your curiosity about caffeine. Bonomi seems more like the start of something daring than a passing fad as India's coffee culture develops. The statement, "We are the best coffee," isn't coming from Bonomi. Rather, it mumbles, "We get you." They market an identity that is simple, clean, contemporary, and health-conscious, rather than merely a beverage. The brand seems to go hand in hand with attractive workplaces, Uniqlo essentials, and Spotify playlists. Their bottle design is simple, made of glass rather than plastic, and it fits neatly into a gym bag or tote. The furnishings of their cafes are aesthetically pleasing and ideal for working or socializing. Bonomi is more than just pictures, playlists are carefully chosen for their cafes. Their social media accounts and website have a steady, calming tone. Feeling is just as big a part of the experience as flavor. Bonomi seems more like a change than a trend as India's caffeine surge becomes stronger. A move toward high-intent consumption, leisurely sipping, and deliberate branding. The future of FMCG is flowing, aesthetically pleasing, and purposefully crafted, so other businesses would be well worth taking consideration.